Spocker fans, Spocker fans, welcome back. Another episode of D Block. Fellas, what's up,
we
baby?
Here, man. We here, man.
We here, man.
Great week of practice, you know. Thanksgiving yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, D Block, we got a lot to be thankful for. So
indeed.
This week, we're calling it the Thanksgiving Turkey Edition. We're going to give it back a little thanks, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
We
appreciate it.
Gobble, gobble. We got a lot to be thankful for. So we go, you know, we definitely got, you know, thankful for our immediate family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do a lot for us.
Appreciate it.
But we also got a different family. We call it our Falcon family.
Falcon family. A
couple people in the building that make our lives a lot easier.
A lot easier.
Falcon, you know what I mean? Family. You may not know, you may not recognize their face, you may not even recognize their name. But they make everything so smooth when we come to work.
Falcon family.
You know what I mean? Starting with that.
Yeah.
This guy here, I don't really know his title. He has keys to every building, every door.
He does it all,
the man is the man.
I need to ask him if he changed tires. Like I got a flat outside. This guy do it all, man. There we go. Bring him on in. The D Block. See Maze. Come on in, Chris, man. What's up, baby? What's up, Maze? Welcome to D Block, man.
Oh, yeah. Glad to have you.
Welcome to D Block, baby.
We got Pat in the back, but he can't mess with you.
There we go. Man, hey, there you go right there, man. Right there, man.
Right here.
There we go.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, we ain't going to hold you too long.
Get your shoulder. Get your shoulder.
Stay hydrated, though.
Stay hydrated.
We ain't going to hold you too long, but we wanted to bring you in, man. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You know, D Block, we got a lot to be thankful for. You know what I mean?
Amazing here, man.
You definitely one of the guys that make everything right here run so smoothly. You know what I mean?
Hope so.
You know, one of the type of guys that's behind the scenes type of guys. You know what I mean? Do the dirty work for us around here, as we say. You know? So just give the fans and then D Block, just give them a little, I guess your job title, I guess that. We can start with that.
The man around here?
If it's a title.
You can tell him the man
job
around here.
Job title is facilities manager, but it's whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
okay. There we go.
The more you can do, the longer you can stay. That's what it is.
Yeah. There we go.
That's
valuable.
There we go.
How long you been doing it, man?
About 10 years.
Okay.
10 years.
About 10 straight.
10 straight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That'll work. D Block, what y'all got for me?
Get at him a little bit.
Get at him. Boom, what?
Come on, Spoon. You got something.
Man, I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with it.
Let's talk about them hours, man.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. Every time I pull up, I know that you already outside.
This is the only guy I can't beat in the building. I think I done beat everybody here. I done stayed long and everybody, but this guy here, I don't know. I think he might have a bed or a pillow back in the back. You know what I mean?
You can't miss him neither. You can't miss him with nothing. You can't run nothing by him.
No. You can't slip nothing by him. He's going to see it all.
Hours are crazy, man. Hours is just like, you know, if I got paid for the hours that I actually work, I might be like, yo,
no, man,
they might have to eat me a contract.
There we go.
But my hours is just crazy. It could be like, what, you know, up to 11, 10 hours a day, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's seven days a week, straight through.
Seven days.
So
hard work.
If I'm not working here, I'm working at the game. So it's just something.
There we go. One thing I do notice though, man, you keep a good attitude, man. Every time I see you, man, you know, even kill guy. So to me, that shows a sign of a guy that enjoy what he do, like coming to work.
Yeah.
You know, is that a true statement?
That's what it is. I mean, I enjoy what I do, and if you enjoy what you're doing. It is not like work, you know what I'm saying? So if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then it becomes work. It becomes a chore.
There we go.
It becomes a hassle, that kind of thing. Just like you guys enjoy playing football, I enjoy coming to work. I enjoy setting you up, getting you where you need to be.
Yes,
so
sir.
You can
set us up right now.
Appreciate
it.
He keeps it right. He finally came to me. I know what I wanted to ask
him. Here
it is. Now, people don't know. I've been getting treatment for a while, so I've been one of the first guys here in the building for the past month or so. And every day when I come in, I try to figure out where I'm gonna park at. Cause I know if I park out here in the front, where it's a close little walk, Maze might be looking for me. He might go by the car, and leave a note out there.
One time
he left me a note with a spoon on it.
Okay.
Maze, just talk about how you patrol the front of it. Don't let the guys park out in the front. Make them park.
Some of the dudes in the don'ts.
Well, the dudes in the dumps of the parking lot is all the players are supposed to park in the back in the players' lot.
There we go.
Yeah, I know.
But we got players that like to hustle me. I got a few players that bought a different kind of car so that they can come in here and still park out.
Try to blend in.
Yeah.
But they don't know I got them peeped out because I got a camera out there.
He owns it.
I can see everything's going on out there.
He is on it.
So for the fans that try to slip in and all those kind of things that's going on outside the fence, we see you.
Okay.
So that's what's up with that.
Shout out to Roddy White parking in front of the light.
Shout out to Roddy White parking a handicap.
Look at him, Roddy White. Anything else blocked?
Uh-huh.
Good. Well, we ain't want to hold you too long, man. Hey, we just Thanksgiving, man. We appreciate you, man. Everything you do. Hey, anytime you want to come to D Block, man. We know it get a little mess over here, and, you know, it get a little rough sometimes.
I send my boy over here.
Kick everything right. There you go. Hey, we appreciate it. There we go. We need to work on getting a couple of them cameras, man. I want to get a little camera up here, man. Keep our eyes on everything. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it.
Hey, Falcon fans, as you can see, we're moving around. It's Thanksgiving, man. We got a lot to be thankful for, so this is what we're doing. We just circling the building. You may find us anywhere. Right now, we in what they call the equipment room. You know, these guys take care of us. They keep us clean, keep us fresh. Mm-hmm. What you got? This is a man right here. What's up, D-Block, man?
Hey,
D-Block on the road.
We happy to have D-Block in the house. Yeah.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
always welcome in the equipment room.
We're in the equipment room now, man. We just bouncing around. It's Thanksgiving.
W swag in the back.
We got
to set the record straight. Swag is spelled. S-W-A-G.
There we go.
We
got mistake. Ain't nothing wrong with a little mistake. Ain't nothing wrong with a mistake. When you play a mistake, man. When you play
as
man.
As you can see.
We're keeping with us.
Yeah. Look at it.
We're keeping with us. But yeah, Falcon fans, you know, this Thanksgiving weekend, man, we got so much to be thankful for. So we just bouncing around the building just you know, giving our thanks back, man. That's what D-Block do, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
You know what I mean? So we appreciate y'all, man. Everything y'all do. You know what I mean? The salt.
Hey, we enjoy working with you guys.
We got one question, though.
Always.
We got one question, though. Put this on D-Block. Who is the knucklehead of on Sundays? You know, the guy that can't get his gloves right, or he need this, or he need that.
I don't know.
Who will be that guy on the team?
Get a fan something, man.
Who will be that guy?
Sometimes, Roddy, you start hearing him hollering in the locker room, hey, I need my gloves. Okay. My shoes aren't right.
Okay.
So it'll be right.
But
it's a trend.
When we get them right and he perform on the field, we take care of
him.
Hey, that's
it's
just
a
part
trend.
Of our job. Sometimes we know some. Sometimes
Roddy
you
got
to do a little
Roddy
extra.
White. We got to find Roddy
take care of the guys.
Oh, who's that? Hey, hold on for a minute, guys. Let's make our way on this with him, man.
Falcon fans, we're still on the move, man. D-Block moving around a little bit.
It's Thanksgiving, man. That's what we're doing. So we just bounce around the building, giving thanks. These guys here, don't recognize them, but they are really, really,
the Montreal.
Really, 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 really
hello.
Important.
They get us right.
They get us right.
Red right here.
This is the training staff here. You know what I mean? So if anything going wrong, got a little aches, a little pains,
get you right.
Guys right here,
first class.
First class.
From the top down.
From the top down. Go ahead, introduce yourself, big man. Introduce yourself, big man.
Marty Lozo, I'm the head trainer.
Chief.
This is Danny Long.
Stroke.
Yeah, assistant trainer, Corey Gilday, also assistant trainer.
Man, we love y'all guys. We appreciate y'all.
It's Thanksgiving, man, so we just bounce around.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate y'all.
Hey, we appreciate you guys.
That's all we
want. As you see, we got Pat.
Get a little work. Get a little work back, man.
Keep working.
We appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Thank you for stopping by. You're always welcome here.
And y'all always welcome to D-Block.
Outstanding.
Y'all know that. We need
a walk a little fast though, Danny. Walk fast.
We're a little scared sometimes.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Thank y'all.
Falcon fans, stop number 3. We just bouncing around. Ain't no telling where we end up at.
You know what?
Right now we're in the cafeteria. Look at the crew. This is the crew.
This is part of the crew.
Shelf.
You know what I mean?
Shelf.
The nourishment. Right now we're in the cafeteria. This is where we breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah. This is probably the I don't want to say it's our favorite spot. This might be the second favorite spot besides the field.
Oh, yeah.
You can find us in here.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
You can find us eating good. So when you see 5'3 getting a little chubby or getting a little, you know what I mean? Blame it on the crew.
Watch out when we get the ice
up. Hey, introduce yourself, man. You're on D-Block.
Sam, go ahead.
This is Smoothie Sam. Sam takes care of our smoothies and juices for us.
There we go.
I'm Keith Pritchard. I'm the food and beverage director.
This is Janet. She takes care of her dining room.
Hold on.
Hey, you know what I mean? Everybody's
part
of the
movement.
It's
not Janet. It's Crib.
Okay,
thank
Janet takes care of all of our catering and dining room as well. And this is Doug McAlexander, our executive chef.
Executive chef.
I put down paper, this is the guy that makes it happen.
Okay, there we go. So we just wanted to come in. Let you know it's Thanksgiving. Let you know we're thankful for all y'all do for us. We know it's, you know, we come here sometime. I know I'm definitely one of the guys.
Hey, oh yeah,
my eggs ain't cooked right,
Miss Sam. But we are thankful. You know what I mean?
Miss Sam, get it right. So we appreciate y'all. All right,
well, we appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Chef,
I like the way you do business.
Thank you, sir.
What we got here? Oh, what's this?
Oh, that's the treats.
Oh.
The red velvet
cupcakes.
Oh,
the
D-block.
Oh, see, now this is how we do it.
This is what it's all about. You give love.
Now, as y'all can see, we still got Pat with us.
Okay. Yep, there you go. There we go. Making a little mess, but it's okay.
All right.
Making a little mess.
It's okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I think
you.
I'm going to go ahead and take mine.